Fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill and of good conscience. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. There is an issue here. We will try to do something very critical here, very important. Let us see how it goes. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are welcoming you, eminent Biafrans, from all the four corners of this planet Earth to this all-important regional program from east to west, from north to south, from the upland and from the riverland areas of Biafra land. We are here to preach this good news of Biafra in the name of God Almighty Himself, not in the name of any other person. We are here to propagate this good news as it is given to us without any fear, without any intention to retreat, and without any intention to surrender, without prevarication. We will not waste time. We recognize, as always, that God Almighty Himself remains the author and finisher of this prevarication project. We, as a matter of tradition here, invite him to come and take charge and control, to pilot the affairs of this evening, that anything we're going to say will be according to his will be according to his ordinance, and that in the end, this good news will not only be seen to have been preached, but that it will go forth to touching hearts and minds of men and women from around the world, that they will more than ever before attune themselves to the Biafraization project. We ask you, God Almighty, to envelop Ali Danamnikano as always with thy presence, with thy protection, with thy majestic power, that the evil ones will have no upper hand against him. They are plotting, they are hatching, but in the end they will scatter because they have not gathered in your name. Whether they are in the air, whether they are on the land or in the sea, whether they are in Kuje, whether they are in Anambra or any part of Biafra land, whether they are in Asorok, continue to pursue them, continue to incapacitate them, continue to render them powerless, continue to set confusion into their midst, that they will continue to speak in different tongues. On the other hand, continue to give Ali Danamnikano victory. Imbue him with strength, with wisdom, with courage, that he will persevere to the end. Liberate the land of Biafra, emancipate people of Biafra, that we will stand on our lost inheritance. Of course, that was wrongly robbed us, the land of Biafra, and praise you forever to the admiration and to the acknowledgement of the rest of humanity. We ask you, God Almighty, also to remember your promises to your people, that you will never forget us, nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do it for us. Now is the time. Accept the souls of our fallen heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that we have our freedom. May they continue to rest in your bosom until we all meet to part no more. We also ask you to protect the families they left behind. We ask you to be their comforter. Give us every enablement to stand shoulder to shoulder with them at all times, and to always remember to live up to our responsibilities to them. Together, we will join hands to restoring Biafra. To this we say, amen, and amen, you say. My name is Richard Mefo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra from Abatete. Abatete is in Demi Biafra land. We are once again here to do one thing. I am specifically here to deputize for the leader of this global family of Biafrans, Nnamdi Kanu, whom we all understand is still in the enemy camp. Not that God Almighty does not know about it, but that in due time he will prove his majestic power. He will prove that he is the author and the finisher of this Biafraization project, and that he is the all-knowing God. He has not disappointed us. He has tenaciously stuck to the idea and the freedom that has brought us together. He has continued to search for this truth. He has continued to stand by the truth and to defend it at all cost. He is indeed not relenting. He has not indeed prevaricated. Therefore, we have no cause to abandon this cause. That is why we must stand shoulder to shoulder with him. We must join hands together to make sure that the Biafra Restoration Project is seen to its logical conclusion. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite platforms, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are also on a shortwave platform, the frequency of which is 11700 kilohertz, on 25 meter band shortwave, 11700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We are also on a technology called to listen. It is a mobile phone technology. You need credit in your phone, you need numbers for Biafra land or anywhere in the contraption called Nigeria. You need numbers for United States of America and United Kingdom. If you do so and dial any of those numbers, you will be surely listening to this live broadcast and other subsequent relay programs. We will not hesitate to continue to remind you that we are also on mobile phone app, Radio Biafra mobile app. We ask you to download it. We encourage you to also download the Biafra Television app. With these two devices, with these two apps on your mobile devices, you should be able to be availing yourselves of a timely and reliable information regarding the Biafra Restoration Project. Our Twitter campaign cannot be underestimated. The potency of it cannot be relegated to the background. We must at all times make sure that we are tweeting. With Twitter campaign that we have embarked on for quite some time now, we have made inroads into the consciousness of the responsible players in the international system. We must only intensify effort, never to relent. If you don't have Twitter account, please open one or ask somebody to help you. With this Twitter campaign, we have been able to accomplish almost 70% of what we need to do in terms of dissemination of this Biafra Restoration gospel and information. The number to call when our lines are open, actually the number is not available, and when it is, I will let you know it is. It is +447 905 964146. We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID remains Radio Biafra 6, Radio Biafra 01 word, and then number 6 in front of it. Once again, this is your platform, and we're welcoming you, eminent Biafrans. Very soon we will be going to Biafra land to bring in a number of people who are out there to give us on the spot account of what is happening. This is your platform, and we are good to go. I'm gonna make you mine. This is still a Radio Biafra Live presentation. I don't know what is going on with our connection here this evening, but I will continue to see what needs to be done. We have some news headlines here, and we will just go over it before we go into the business of this evening. Nigerians will continue to suffer pending massive refining. This is according to Ibe Kachiku. Nigerians will continue to suffer pending massive refining. And this is with reference to foreign exchange. Forex is according to Ibe Kachiku. And the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Dr. Ibe Kachiku, yesterday blamed the continued fall in the value of Naira against other major currencies on the huge demand for foreign exchange necessitated by the importation of certain goods. This is, of course, a situation where what we have been telling you, what Ali Dennamdi-Kanu has been saying, what we have been saying on this platform is being vindicated. We are being vindicated on all of them by every passing day, and what we are telling you in the final analysis, with all the developments, ugly incidences coming out from Nigeria, all the ugly experiences of people, is that the end is near for the contraption called Nigeria. It's just a matter of time. It is already in mega recession. Nigeria is a rogue state already being controlled by gangs who are out there to protect their own selfish interests. These are looters, and Muhammad Buhari knows them. He is keeping a blind eye to it. They are the people who are holding everybody to ransom. And Nigeria is already a failed state. They are just trying to launder the image of the already failed contraption. But it's a matter of time when whatever is hidden will be exposed. We are here to say that we are proud to be Biafrans. How we will revive Northeast trade route is according to Nigerian Port Authority, Managing Director of Nigerian Port Authority. They are trying to revive Northeast trade route. When we told you about what is his name, Farouk Adamu, and one man that calls himself Kunle, in the leaked tape, where they were having some conversation where Farouk Adamu was very happy, elated, that Muhammad Buhari was now the head of the contraption corner and the president who came through the back door. He boasted that they are going to emasculate the Biafran economy. They are going to go after our economic interests. They are going to go after us as both individuals and as groups. They are going to start from Lagos. They are going to stifle everything that makes us whom we are in terms of our economic and entrepreneurial prowess. They said that they are going to lend the trade that we are embarking on, that they're going to destroy everything that we are doing. They are going to apply harsh economic measures to make sure that our people do not succeed. And already in Lagos State, Governor Ambode is dishing out some policies that are inimical to the progress of our people in terms of their business and other entrepreneurial pursuits. And people are still hallucinating. Some people are still saying that he is not serious. But we predicted this, and the APC leaked agenda is also there for everybody to see. These people are out there to kill. They are out there to destroy dreams. After 4-year time of Muhammad Buhari, you were told that you will be nobody anymore and you are no more trusted. This is a reality that is already staring us in the face. People in Lagos are being chased around. Some of them have been told to leave Lagos. Some of them have been rendered shopless. How do I put it? Their shops have been vandalized, have been taken away from them, and they are being told to go to another place. It is also a reminder that what we are telling you is true. Lagos is not a no man's land, as some people would say. Lagos belongs to somebody. People own Lagos. Somebody owns Lagos. Therefore, it doesn't matter how long you try to stay there. It doesn't matter how long and how hard you try to convince people that you are from Lagos. You remain a non-indigenous, you remain a stranger. The only thing that can save you is to begin to find your roots. Anybody that tells you that Lagos is a no man's land is not telling you the truth. That person is hallucinating. And it's as simple as that. We want to urge our people to strive to regain our identity. Try to stick to your identity. Try to defend whom you are. We are Biafrans. By God's grace, we are successful in everything we do. And there is nothing that can remove that fact. Anywhere you are, if you are in Biafra land, you'll be successful. Anywhere you are, you'll be successful. But you have gone to a foreign land. After going to this foreign land, you are being victimized. You have been victimized, in fact. You have been made to be a nobody. Why must you remain there? The best option for us is to move. We found ourselves also in different parts of the contraption called Nigeria, in northern part, in Abuja, in Kafanchan, in Kano, in Adamawa, and some of the startling news we are getting from there is that there are people who say that they are people of northern Nigeria. They say that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria. I have never seen that before, and it is staring us in the face. That is unbelievable. What we are trying to tell these people is that nobody from the East is from northern Nigeria. And the earlier you get that sunk into your consciousness, the better. There are people who say that they are Lagosians as well. It is ridiculous. It is existing only in the figment of their imagination. There are people who are in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria. Some of them say that they were born there. But it doesn't matter whether you are born there or not. You remain a stranger. You remain an infidel. You remain an alien, and should be kicked out at any time. If you don't move now that you are alive, you will inevitably be moved when you are dead. It's simple as that. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. Nigerian police arrest another blogger, Musa Azare, for criticizing Muhammad Buhari. This is a situation and a precarious circumstance in which those who call themselves Nigerians and even those who are not Nigerians are in danger of Muhammad Buhari's draconian rule. There is nothing different for Muhammad Buhari of 1980s when he came as a military head of state, and now that he came through the back door as a civilian president of the zoo called Nigeria. There is nothing different. He remains whom he is. Muhammad Buhari is in 70s. There is nothing that can change. You cannot learn how to use their left hand in old age, especially if you are right-handed. That is just the situation here. And everybody must just have to brace up for the challenges ahead. Nigerian police arrest another blogger, Musa Azare, for criticizing Muhammad Buhari. This is unbelievable. And it is the duty of every right-thinking human being to stand up and be challenged and challenge the status quo. As you say, Muhammad Buhari has trampled on the human rights of ordinary people with impunity. He has curtailed people's freedom. He has indeed, against all wise counsels, relegated the decisions and court injunctions to the background. And what is left in the society you call your own is an atmosphere of chaos, lawlessness, and total disregard for the rule of law. It is unbelievable. And it is your duty. It is my duty. It is the duty of the responsible players in the international system to stand up and be counted. Muhammad Buhari simply is a danger to democracy. It's a danger to the free world. And the earlier anybody sees it, the earlier the people who are supposed to be in the know begins to take certain critical decisions, the better. Abdul Salam Abubakar urges roundtable dialogue to resolve Nigeria's security challenges. These are the looters. These are the owners of the zoo called Nigeria. And we are not here to mince words about what we feel about that contraption. It is an abominable entity that is not supposed to be in existence as we speak. Nigeria has killed dreams. Nigeria has maimed aspiration. Nigeria has murdered sleep. Nigeria has spilled the blood of innocent people on the streets of northern Nigeria and that of Biafrans, recently on the streets of Biafra land. We are a people singled out for total destruction and extermination. Biafran people are on the edge. And the worst aspect of it is that there are some unscrupulous individuals who have been hired by Muhammad Buhari to continue to pretend as if nothing is going on. Abdul Salami Abubakar urges roundtable dialogue to resolve Nigeria's security challenges. These are the people who are controlling the zoo called Nigeria. And they know what they are doing, but it is the right of every ordinary citizen of different indigenous populations lumped together in that contraption called Nigeria to stand up and challenge the status quo. Take your future into your hands, because these people are not for you. Clark lacks the moral authority to negotiate for Niger Delta, says MEND. And when we begin to, there is no need responding to this. MEND, we were told, according to their spokesperson, in 2010 or thereabout, that MEND is no more in existence. They declared that MEND was dead and that there was nothing like MEND again. In 2016, we are hearing from Muhammad Buhari and his DSS sectionalist and fundamentalist security outfit that MEND is now in existence. We are trying to understand what is the rationale behind the propagators of this evil plot. MEND, they try to resurrect by trying to resuscitate the moribund structure that they used in the past. These are terrorists who are, of course, out there to kill and to maim again. It is the responsibility of the international community to begin now to look into what is happening. There is a causal link between Muhammad Buhari and terrorism. Muhammad Buhari and his kinsmen know very well about Boko Haram terrorists. Now they are resuscitating the moribund terrorist organization called MEND. If you are asking me why I'm calling MEND the terrorist organization, you should understand. They bombed the United Nations office. If they can bomb the United Nations office, then I wonder what they are. They recorded a number of casualties. A number of casualties were recorded on the side of innocent people and the staff of United Nations in Abuja. And this organization, a terrorist organization, from all intent and purposes, who are out there to achieve a particular purpose, to kill, to maim, in order to enrich themselves. It's very well known to everybody. Muhammad Buhari's penchant for associating with terrorists is a study in itself, and everybody should take note. Muhammad Buhari is resettling Boko Haram terrorists. Muhammad Buhari is resuscitating MEND, a terrorist organization, and it is now left for every right-thinking human being, every student of history, international human rights community, responsible players in international system, heads of states and government around the world, to begin to take a harder look at Muhammad Buhari, because even before he came in, there was the warning that he is out there to kill, to destroy, and people did not listen. Now everything we told you, everything we predicted about Muhammad Buhari has happened, and you don't have to blame anybody for it. This is a situation where the world is at crossroads. Democracy is in serious danger in West African sub-region owing to emergence of Muhammad Buhari, who circumvented the electoral process and who manipulated the electoral laws through intimidation, through terrorism, blackmail, and cajoling. Unbelievable. Muhammad Buhari partners with MEND, the DSS partners with MEND. The question is a security outfit of a particular country, in this case, the DSS of the Zuko Nigeria, to be trusted when they are mingling with terrorists? Don't you see that there is danger everywhere? Unbelievable. Many countries want Nigeria to break up because they envy us. This is according to Nigeria Labour Congress. There is nothing that they cannot come up with. Every day under Muhammad Buhari's administration, people will come up with all manner of stories in order to console themselves, in order to feed their own ego and ignorance. Many countries want Nigeria to break up because they envy us. This is according to Nigeria Labour Congress chairman or leader Ayuba Woba. Most countries are happy that Nigeria is the giant of Africa and would therefore be happy to see Nigeria collapse. Who told these people that Nigeria is the giant of Africa? How can Nigeria be a giant of Africa where there is no motorable road, there is no drinkable water for almost half of the population, where the GDP is at its lowest ebb, people live below poverty level, there is no sound system of education, all Nigeria know is looting, maiming, trampling on human rights of people, curtailment of people's freedom. The economy has continued on its nosedive to abyss. How then can Nigeria be the giant of Africa? How strong is Nigeria's currency compared to other currencies in Africa? These are some of the indices that you use to know whether a country is strong, whether at the regional or global level. At the security level, Nigeria has never won any war. All the things that Nigeria has done at the security level has been in collaboration with others. They have never won anything. If Nigeria is a security giant in Africa, for instance, Nigeria should have been producing weapons of warfare. But every year, every quarter, Nigeria imports weapons from abroad. Now compare Nigeria and South Africa and you see a lot of things. Even they try to buy weapons from South Africa. These are some of the things that after analyzing you will understand that Nigeria is nowhere. All the figures, all the information, all the data coming from official sources in Nigeria are all fake. They are all cooked up. They are all doctored in every sense of the word. Now that things are going the other way around, you can now see the real Nigeria and how it looks like. The chicken has come home to roost, and you are now seeing Nigeria the way it is. Whatever you are seeing about Nigeria, whatever you are seeing today in Nigeria, is how Nigeria has been. The people who are laundering Nigeria's image are the cabals. The people who have religiously dedicated themselves to running Nigeria as their own private company and estate. What goes up must come down under the law of gravity. Therefore, it is time for Nigeria to pay its due to history, because it has destroyed, maimed, and continued to destroy human lives. Nigeria's transporters set to increase fare by 70%. This is a direct attack on commuters and ordinary citizens of different ethnic and indigenous populations lumped in the contraption called Nigeria. People are going to suffer. Not Muhammad Buhari that promised heaven on earth, nor the APC and their political figures that promised heaven on earth for Nigerians. This is unbelievable. 70% increase in transport fare is going to deal a very heavy blow on ordinary people who don't even have any means to survive. Avengers will get Biafra treatment. This is Nigeria's military spokesperson, Brigadier General Iwonwen. I don't understand what that means. Biafra is on its course to total freedom. It doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how hard the enemies come against us. Biafra will be restored. It's just a matter of time. Federal government of the zoo called Nigeria imports Russian war helicopters, drones from Dubai. We are waiting for them. They will gather. They will plot. But in the end, they will be victims of their own plot. It's just a matter of time. Muhammad Buhari is using taxpayers' money, money meant for the well-being of ordinary citizens of different indigenous populations lumped together in the contraption called Nigeria, to buy weapons. They are diverting everything that comes into their hands. The Sami Abubakar lauds Navy industrialist contributions to the economy. This is innocent motives. Sami Abubakar lauds Navy industrialist contribution to the economy. Former head of state said that the industrial progress in the Navy Anambra was a great contribution to the Nigerian economy. Abubakar made the observation in Navy yesterday when he visited some of the firms in the town owned by the indigents. Biafrans are ingenious And without Biafra, the zoo called Nigeria cannot survive. And if Nigeria knows what they are doing, if Nigeria have respect for Biafrans, things wouldn't have been the way it is up until now. It's not a force to unite. I mean, it's not by force that you can unite. You cannot unite by force. Biafrans want to go, and you don't want them to go. You don't want them. So why don't you allow them to go? That is a problem. Without Biafra, the zoo called Nigeria, without Biafrans, the zoo called Nigeria is finished. It's as simple as that. A country whose lands are overgrazed by cattle, that is the zoo called Nigeria. And this grazing is done at the expense of people who are not supposed to be given that trouble. Kumuyi Udom foresee hope for Nigeria. We shall see. The prophets of doom are out there. But the indices, every available indices, and are there, which points to the fact that Nigeria is already a failed state. And some doomsday sayers are now predicting very beautiful future for the contraption called Nigeria. They have been saying this for how long now? And events on the ground are proving them wrong. And so shall it be, that they will continue to speak with both sides of their mouth until the contraption called Nigeria collapses and dismembers. You have failed, crippled Nigeria's economy, PDP chieftains tell Muhammad Buhari. That is just the situation. A People's Democratic Party PDP chieftain Barry Stacker Bill Usman has criticized the President Muhammad Buhari-led federal government, saying the government has failed to live up to its electoral promises. Of course, this is just in collaboration with what we have been saying before, that Muhammad Buhari has no economic plan, he has no focus, he does not understand what he has come to do, he doesn't understand what governance is all about, he doesn't understand what inclusiveness is all about. He is out there to implement his own agenda. Nigerians will soon have reasons to be happy with Muhammad Buhari. Ridiculous. This according to Voice of Nigeria Director General. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Islamization of Nigeria and the danger of silence. This is still an opinion from the authority in this part. Authority newspaper, I should say. It is increasingly disturbing the way and manner Muhammad Buhari has been running the affairs of this country called Federal Republic of Nigeria. Perhaps more disturbing is the obviously dangerous, quiet, and sit-don't-look attitude of some individuals. $15 million unemployed youth. A disaster waiting to happen. This according to Academic Staff Union of Nigerian Universities. What else can we say? We just have to be reminding you about all these impending dangers, that all is not well, that the zoo called Nigeria has collapsed. People who are now giving you false hope are the people who don't understand what the issues are, or that they understand but are pretending. Nigerians not against Biafra. This according to Guy Ikoku. We are not here for political correctness. We say the way it is. Nigerians are against Biafrans. And it's as simple as that. There is no other way of putting it. But we are, of course, brazen up for that, up to that challenge. The truth is that we are moving, and there is no basis for the Zeus unity anymore. Pipeline attacks, federal government of the zoo called Nigeria imports Russian war helicopters. Okay, we have read this, but this is from another perspective. International mediators to resolve Niger Delta crisis. This is according to Soyinka. We shall see. I will have hypertension if I calculate how much I spent on fueling my generator. This is according to Bob Manuel Udoku. I mean, we don't need to be talking about all this. You just have to be listening to what people are talking about. It is tales of war, lamentation, and mourning every day. Muhammad Buhari, before he assumed power, people, before he assumed office, before he was sworn in, and even some days and weeks after he was sworn in, things were running, albeit on a better pedestal. But after 1 month, 2 months, Muhammad Buhari bastardized everything. Muhammad Buhari turned everything upside down and now started blaming his predecessor. The evidences are there. Crisis brews as Nigerian Football Association hijacks $390,000 dream team gift from a Japanese doctor. Do you understand what this is? Nigerian government did not cater for the dream team, the football team, to the Rio Olympics in Brazil. Their hotel bills are not catered for. We understand that it was Mikel Obi and some other people who catered for it. They were abandoned in Atlanta, United States of America, before even they got to the venue of the Rio Olympics. And all this while they have been struggling, and they have managed to come home, all right, to win a bronze medal in the football tournament. And as a gesture, a Japanese doctor donated as a gift $390,000. And now we are getting the information that the Nigerian Football Association has now hijacked the money. Unbelievable. Delta community sues Muhammad Buhari orders over exclusion from Kingsmen from NDDC board. Well, what are we talking about? Some people are still fighting for one Nigeria. You are seeing Muhammad Buhari, who is bent on making sure that you do not have any dignity left. You are fighting him, the man that doesn't understand that he is running the affairs of a contraption that is controlling the future and destiny of different people from different indigenous populations. Muhammad Buhari does not understand and does not respect the rule of law, and you are expecting him to include you as part of NDDC. Unbelievable. Muhammad Buhari does not respect court orders, and you are suing him. We shall see how it goes. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge as always. The number to call remains +447405-96146, +447405-96146. We are also having this news in now that federal government of the zoo called Nigeria has agreed to swap Boko Haram terrorists for Chibok girls. This is unbelievable. Do you know, I mean, you are now understanding what issues are here. Muhammad Buhari is gradually freeing his boys, you know, his own people, the terrorists that they trained to cause mayhem, to destroy innocent lives, to chase Jonathan out of power. They have now accomplished the job that they are sent to do. It is now time for compensation. Rather than the terrorists being dealt with Muhammad Buhari is relocating them, he is resettling them, he is even giving them financial succor and comfort at the expense of those their victims, whom they have now left to their own devices. This is unbelievable. There is no Boko Haram terrorist that was killed. There was none. There were none. What Muhammad Buhari and his people are doing is to complete the Islamization agenda that they have started. They had started hatching right from the outset. This is Widow Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. Number to call this evening is +447405961146. If you can't get that number because there are some issues, please call the Skype line, which is Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra, all one word, the number 6 in front of it. This is once again your platform, and God Almighty is in charge.
This one goes out to my father's land, Biafra, the land of the rising sun. Edge Crush, say what? Obero Bodo. Of Africa, Biafra, giant of Africa, Biafra, giant of Africa,
love you, land of rising sun. Biafra, oh, the land of rising sun. Aloma chineke kwadolu, mirelehi na manango de kwanime ya hogo.
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are, of course, experiencing some connection issues here. The phone line is not up and running at the moment. I don't know what the issues are. But if you can, call via Skype and let's see how it goes. Very important announcement. Free Nnamdi Kanu Worldwide Mega Rally is very much around the corner, and we are urging every Biafran, friends of Biafra from around the world, to join hands to make this all-important mega rally and protest a successful one. It is coming up on Friday, the 23rd of September 2016, and it is at 10 a.m. prompt. Prayer time is at 12 noon. On the dot, all IPOB family members, supporters, and lovers of freedom shall participate. Contact your continental reps and national coordinators or call this number +1 424 224 0434 +1 424 224 0434. Once again, this is with respect in reference to the Free Nnamdi Kanu Worldwide Mega Rally coming up on the 23rd of September 2016. Time is 10 a.m. prompt and prayer time is 12 noon on the dot. All IPB5 members and supporters and lovers of freedom shall participate. Once again, contact your coordinator reps and national coordinators or call this number +1 424 224 0434 +1 424 224 0434. This is a very special announcement with respect to the mega rally for Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign. Once again, this is our platform. We are moving forward. And I need a very direct confirmation from different places, especially in Biafra land. Somebody said that my voice is cracking on the FM. I don't know what that means, but we will want to get a direct feedback. Very important. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward. Government is in charge. We are going to use the Skype line at the moment. Our phone line is not up and running, therefore the number, or rather the platform you have to use this time around is Skype, and it is Radio Biafra 6, Radio Biafra, all one word, number 6 in front of it. If we cannot get calls in this program, we will proceed with other things. If we cannot get call from this platform, we will proceed with other things. This is, once again, your platform. Dimma Biafra na mwelo mwefa gaden lo fuya nanya. Oh, 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 oh. Umi bo gaden lo wef Can you hear me? Call on Skype.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yes, this is Ugo. I'm calling from Igota.
Thank you very much.
Yes, FM is good from FM is good from Igota. FM is good.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, dear friends and lovers of freedom from all over the world. And good morning to those of us in Far East countries and other places. I really thank Chukwu Okikabioma this evening for his continued mercy and grace upon our lives and our struggle, especially upon the life of our leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, and the whole members of IPOB family worldwide. It is to our notice that a lot of weapons, arms of different sorts, calibers, and Boko Haram soldiers are being moved on to Biafra land through northern part of the zoo, especially to Igwacha. We are sleeping with our one eye closed and the other eye is open, but we are not deterred. I want to encourage all Biafrans and those of us who are hardcore in this struggle to remain resolute. As Nambuana Afia Hakor Nebe, we are coming to the realization, to the peak of our struggle, and we have no other option than to restore Biafra. According to, within the grace of our God, the Most High Chukwu Okikabioma, He has said it and it must come to pass. So there is no prevarication, there is no retreat, and we shall never surrender. Biafra is what we want, and Biafra we shall get. So, my deputy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. So we learned that Nigerian soldiers are moving en masse to Igwacha. I don't know what their plans are, but they will fail whatever it is that is their plan. It is like a drowning man. They will always hold on to a straw, even if they find a feather in the water is about to drown them. They will hold on to a feather or even a straw. So, my fellow dear friends, I want to encourage you this evening, do not shake. The end of the journey is very, very close. The end of this struggle is in sight. The restoration of the Holy Land of Biafra is very much imminent. There is nothing else we can do at this point than to continue to reinvigorate ourselves and march on sooner than we expect. Like I always say on this platform, we shall realize and restore our country to the glory of Chukwu Okikabioma. Then to the prophet of our time, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, every day we pray for him, and sure, Chukwu Okikabioma is with him. There is nothing any man born of a woman can do to him and his family or the members of IPOB. We are the last of our kind. We are the first of our kind, and we are the last of our kind. Like it is always said on this platform by our leader, there has been no one like us, and after us there will be no other like us. This mandate is divine. Don't forget, this mandate is divine. What is happening in Nigeria, the zoo, is divine. God has chosen this time, and He has chosen us for this assignment. I want to thank all the principal officers of state, especially our deputy, Mazi Uche Mefo, my brother in Abani. Akam Denenu Makage. It's not that I'm praising you, but it is not easy. I want to urge you to keep on keeping on, like you always say. Then other principal officers like Barrister Imam Mezu, COC Mazikli for the Iruanya, Won Onenyi, and Uchen Nasiebu, and all other principal officers, national coordinators, zonal coordinators all over the world, I want to salute your courage this evening. You guys are making us proud, and be rest assured that the journey is coming to an end. We are about reaching our destination. Do not prevaricate, do not retreat, and do not surrender. Therefore, I ask of Chukwu Okikeabiama this evening for his continued mercy and grace over his servant Nnamdi Kanu, who is presently at the camp of the enemy. When they come to look for him, they shall not see him. When they shall gather, they shall scatter a million times. They shall come in several directions, but they shall continue to stumble and fall. At the end, victory shall be his. That the flag of our nation shall be handed over to him, and the total restoration of Biafra shall be our joy. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua,
amen.
I pray. Thank you very much. Please continue. We will have our support. We here in Biafra land, we are spreading we are still evangelizing to as much as we can. But where we are now is anybody who doesn't want to come in by words of evangelism, I urge Biafrans to leave such an individual and move on. Because sooner or later, they have a million and one of them have retraced their footsteps. Forget what they are saying on social media and other mainstream media outfits. They are all regretting. The truth has dawned on each and every one of them. But I am telling you that those of them who thought that IPOB is a platform of doubts and have all swallowed their words. Those who thought that Mazin Nnamdi Kanu was just an ordinary come today, go tomorrow kind of person, they have all confirmed what his prophecies, all the prophecies he made concerning the zoo and the holy land of Biafra. There is no way we can do it. We're okay, CMA. There is no way, there is no other way. It is Biafra or Biafra. There is no other way. We have nothing in common with the zoo, with Hausa Fulani. God in heaven knows it. It is just that our people have refused to understand, and that the orchestrated plan, the plans, the plot of the Hausa Fulani to obliterate us from the history. They want to get us out of the way and take over our land. That is their plan. There is no similarity in any form or shape between us and the Fulanis. Even the Yorubas, we don't have anything in common with them. Britain came and amalgamated us, lumping us into a pit, into a dungeon, into an abyss, that in a country that is permanently, perpetually in a reverse gear. So Biafrans are progressive people. We are our ancestors are we are progressive. Our forefathers were progress, and we today are we can't afford to continue in this reverse direction, opposite direction to our destiny. We can't continue like this. Those of them who do not want to participate in this struggle, they shall come. I want to urge my fellow Biafrans to know one thing. Even in Israel, when Israelites wanted to leave Egypt, it wasn't every Israelite that left Egypt. That is just the simple truth. It is there in the Bible. It is not, there is no way every Biafran will raise up his hand and say, I want Biafra. But to the glory of Chukwu Okikeabiama, the wills are continuing, still gathering momentum. The struggle is gathering momentum every day. When they kill us, we see more of us. When they imprison us, they see more of us. we have never shown any way of deflection of this energy. We continue to move forward, and we shall continue to move forward. Mazuchemefo, I thank you so much. Thank you for another opportunity to talk to my Biafran friends and brothers. Thank you, and thank Chukwuka Abiama for keeping our leader today and giving him the courage to carry on. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. This is Radio Biafra presentation. Advance notice, the number, the usual number we use here is not very stable. There is an issue with that number. We will try to do something about it in the next, or rather subsequent edition of the program. We are using Skype at the moment, and the Skype ID is Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra, all one word. Number 6 in front of it. We'll be back in a minute.
And in the memory of all the souls of Biafra, we dedicate this song. May their souls rest in peace.
The sun is rising, rising, the sun is shining, shining.
Can you hear me? Call on Skype.
Hello?
Good evening from here.
My name is Ujem Nobies. I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Russia.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
The FM is up and running as you watch it here.
Right, thank you for that information.
Thank you, and God bless you for the wonderful work you are doing for the people of Biafra. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And good night.
This is, of course, confirmation that Igocha Radio Station is up and running, and we also need confirmation from different places. I got an information from Anambra precisely more that the FM radio station was not on. I don't know what that means. From here, everything is okay. Can you hear me? Next caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, my deputy leader. Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, my deputy leader.
Welcome to the program.
My name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Igocha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Can you hear me? I'm not sure what is happening there. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we are waiting for you. Go ahead, please.
Hey, okay. I just want to tell all well-meaning Biafrans that the struggle will never stop, no matter what the pedophile like. Let him do. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, there is no stopping. I think you are listening to the radio, and it causes some delays. Just talk to me via Skype. You'll be hearing me. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. I've gone out where the radio is.
Right, go ahead.
My deputy leader, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Please. Hello? Okay.
No, this your line is not stable. You will have to call us back. You will have to call us back. This is what happens with the epileptic power supply and the contraption called Nigeria. Let us take another call from Skype. Can you hear me? Caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening from here. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
This is Onyemachi Bamalu. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. What is happening in Aba? Is our FM radio station on there?
Yes, I want to confirm that it's very on and clear.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for your work. God.
Thank you. God bless. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. The Skype line remains, or Skype ID remains, Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra, all one word, number 6 in front of it. This is a very live broadcast this evening.
And in the memory of all the souls of Biafra, we dedicate this song. May their souls rest in peace. The sun is rising, rising, the sun is shining.
Shining,
the heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing.
The sun is rising, rising, the sun is shining,
shining,
the heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing.
Give us freedom, oh, freedom,
freedom.
Biafra. And in the memory of
me,
the heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing.
The sun is rising. Rising, the sun is shining,
shining,
the heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing.
Give us freedom, oh, freedom,
freedom,
Biafra freedom, oh, freedom,
freedom,
nothing but freedom, oh, freedom,
freedom.
Give us freedom, oh, freedom, Chukwa Biafra. Our heavenly God, Biafra's praise you on your heavenly throne. See these governments, they are full of evil. All these governments killing your children. Oh no, innocent souls, lovely mother gone. 3.5 billion kids were lost. Live in our hearts, we feed the born. Eternal rest to the souls we've lost. Genocide west. Wickedness acts, innocent children were killed by the nuns. Chukwa Biafra, or you we call on. The sun is rising, rising, the sun is shining,
shining.
The heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing.
Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, this is still not, I don't know what is going on here. We will try to see if we can get this line up and running. This is, once again, your platform.
Give us freedom, oh, freedom. The sun is rising, rising, rising now. The time is coming, coming, coming now. Oh, no. The world is watching,
the world is watching.
So close, I can see the lightning. Biafra coming, marching, coming. Oh, my Biafra Jay Kai bro, police and Arekine. My Biafra Jay Kai bro, police and Arotito. Chukwa Biafra, Arekine, Chukwa Biafra. The sun is rising. Rising, the sun is shining,
shining.
The heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing.
The sun is rising, rising, the sun is shining,
shining.
The heart is bleeding, bleeding, Biafra standing,
standing. Let's go back again. Can you hear me? Caller on Skype. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes. Good evening from here and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. My name is Echinedu Njoku. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
I just want to urge our resilient Avengers that they should keep on keeping on. Like you used to say, we are winning this war. No matter what comes to pass. But as for my leader, in the hands of the terrorists and the hands of the enemy camp, Chukwu Okike Biafra will give you the strength that you need for the journey ahead.
Right now,
my God will bless you wherever you are. And I will
No, that line is not, it's wobbly, and we have heard almost everything you have to say. If you can call back, otherwise we want to appreciate your contribution and we say amen to your prayer. This is once again your platform.
Give us freedom. Oh, freedom, freedom, Biafra freedom. Oh, freedom, freedom, nothing but freedom. Oh, freedom, freedom, give us freedom.
Oh. Caller on WhatsApp, can you hear me? Just hold on 1 minute, please. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Welcome to the program. I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. My name is Mbemina Austin Izuna. I heard from Akabe Dojuru Agunnewi and Anambra State Biafra Land. By the special grace of Chukwokike Abiyama, I am the deputy coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra, Chazina Zone here in Itri.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, I want to tell you, we are going home. There is nothing on this earth that will not make us to go home. Today is our meeting. We did our meeting today. I just come back for the meeting. We are going home. For our leader who is being hosted by the pedophile Muhammadu Buhari, he will soon come out and Biafra will be restored. Whether they like it or not, we must get Biafra. We are out to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Is a promise. Since they don't want to leave our leader, how the economy of the country is going now? The zoo is falling, and the zoo must fall. We promise them, is either they give up Biafra, or Somalia will be like paradise compared to Nigeria, and it's happening now. At the end, Biafra will win. We will win. Our leader says so. He said they will kill us. At the end, we will win. No matter what we are going now, I want all Biafran to remain resolute. Remain resolute. We here in Abroad, we are resolute. There is nothing. Nothing can shake. Sam Muchemofo, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us on behalf of our leader. You have been holding up our leader. And I pray that Chukwokike Abiyama will bless you and bless all members of IPOB all over the world. And especially may God bless the United States of Biafra. Good night, Biafra. And may God bless all of you.
Bless you too. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. Caller on Skype. Not sure. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, my able.
Good evening.
Good evening.
From here. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. My name is Ujua. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
My able deputy director, I want to bless God for your sake, for what the Lord has been using you to do. I want to say a very big thank you to you for holding on for our director. I want to thank every member of IPOB who has stood on their ground despite the trials, despite the intimidations, despite the everything that the Zoo government have done to bring us down and to discourage us for this restoration. I want to say a very big thank you to you once again. I want to call on our brothers, all Biafrans, especially the boys, the men, every one of us should be strong for ourselves. We don't have to give in. We don't have to give up. It's a trying period. You will agree with me. They are just trying to know if we're able to stand and how far we can go. But we are all Biafrans, as we usually say. We have to stand firm. We have to be strong for ourselves. We have to fight hard. We have to get prepared. One thing is sure, that if the the Nigerian government refused to accept the restoration of Biafra, I am assuring every one of you, I don't give a damn whether we believe it or not, everything in this country will go down, including myself. Every living thing in this country called Nigeria will go down. I assure every one of you, and I want to talk to everybody. They are saying that it's only the riffraffs, it's only the miscreants that are protesting for this Biafra. And I told them that you will watch and see. These miscreants are the ones that will restore this Biafra. It doesn't matter your level of education. It doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account. As long as you have refused for restoration of this Biafra, every damn thing, I assure you, I've already told my children, if they refuse to give us Biafra, I don't care how long it's going to take, but we are giving them just this year. Worst come, worst next year, if they refuse to give us Biafra, we all are going to go down. I want to talk to every Biafrans, hardcore Biafrans, who believe in the restoration of Biafra, never to be scared of death, never to be afraid of death. Jesus Christ knows that he's going to die for a purpose, and he died. And today, every mankind is proclaiming his name. Now the canon knows what he's about to face, and he said to give in himself and surrendered himself that Biafra might be restored. So every one of us, I want to beg on you, I want to talk to you wherever you are, all over the world, in the zoo, in Biafra land, get prepared and get ready. Prepare, we don't give a damn. Whatever they want, we'll give it to them. Let them deploy whatever forces they want to deploy. Let Okorocha go to India to recook himself. Let whoever have collection with the British, the American, we don't give a damn. It's appointed for him once a man to die, and they is inevitable, so we are not scared of death. Please, I want to beg every one of you, Biafra, be resolute, do not be scared, do not be afraid of the intimidation. It will get to a point, if they push us to war, if they push us to war, I want to assure every one of them that every living thing in this country called Nigeria, every living thing in this zoo called Nigeria will surely go down. We are not scared. The Yorubas are keeping quiet. They are waiting to see what we're going to do, but we're going to prove every one of them wrong. The Hausas, those ones are cowards. They are not even to anything to compare to. They cannot even stand us. Moreover, our so-called leaders, our so-called governors are playing deaf ears. I don't know what they're scared of. I've never seen the worst set of people that we have in this world compared to our so-called governors and leaders. It's just that our people are so scared, but we are trying to be calm and quiet and observe them. But it will get to a time, I told everyone, if you don't want to die, you better leave this country. If you don't want to die, every morning go and kneel down and ask God, let him do that which only him can do. But if they refuse to give us Biafra, they should be rest assured that we are out to get Biafra. And Biafra we must get. In the course of resisting it, then every living thing. One thing people should know again is that Buhari is a dead man already. So we shouldn't expect him to accept whatever condition we are giving to him. That man is a dead man already. Despite the fact he fortified his age and decided to reduce it to 70-something years, Buhari is over 80 years. He's a dead man already. So even if you kill him today, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean to him. But rest assured, those ones that don't want to die, we are going after them one after the other. We are going after them one after the other. I want to talk to my Rivers brothers. One useless idiot called 3 days ago on one of the Nigerians' radio, and it was kind of one Lawrence something from Akwa Ibom. He was saying that our leader has given up now the canon. I tried to call back the radio station, but I couldn't connect. But I want to talk wherever he is. I know that he's listening to this radio. His name is Lawrence Appan. He made a comment that our leader has given up. I told him that he's the worst fool of this century. He's the worst fool of his generation. I know my director, despite the fact he has taken the oath, but by his voice, I know that he can never give up Biafra. What is life? What is life without the comfort that associates with it? What is life without the pleasure that comes associated with it? What is life when you cannot have access to good drinking water? What is life when you cannot have at least 6 hours electricity supply? What is life when your children cannot have access to sound and basic education, and then you're telling me that he has given up? My inner, the kind that I know will never, I can never give up, and that is one thing I'm assured. Even if he gives up, and I know he cannot give up, we Biafrans are not ready to give up, because he has awakened the giant in us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, even if our God refuses to answer us, that we are ready to die, but we know he cannot deny us. Nnamdi Kanu is not our God, but he has come to remind us of who we are. I told him I went through the educational system of this country, and I was never told who I was, who I am. I only grew up to find myself in this country called Nigeria, not knowing my history, not knowing my origin, and they decided to deny everything from us because of their selfish interest. I was talking with a lady today. She says she went to Alakri in one of the riverine area of River State. They don't even have single access to road. They don't even have single hospital. They don't even have single school. Yet, they have over 12 oil wells in that little community. People are not benefiting from what they have, the so-called oil. I want to call on my brothers to keep on destroying, destroy everything destroyable, because we are not in benefiting from this so-called oil. What is the essence of living it? Only the rich are getting richer. The poor are dying of poverty. Look at, there is no road anywhere. There is nothing to write home about. People are dying under stress. People are dying on the road. People are dying every day. And yet you're telling me you're trying to keep one Nigeria for your selfish interest. Some people are saying that we are agitating because it is an Hausa man that are taking over the seat, and that is why we're agitating when Goodluck was there. And I told him that you cannot fight yourself. Goodluck is a Biafran, and we cannot fight him while he is over there. So we are awaiting the idiots, the nincompoops, the uncircumcised Philistines to take over. Then we will restore our country and decide to leave their countries for them. And that is what we are doing now. Please, my deputy director, please keep on talking to our boys. Let them not give up. Tell them to prepare themselves. This country is out for something. They don't want to give up. They don't want to give up because of what they are benefiting. I keep commenting on my wall on Facebook that one Nigeria is all about oil. And that is what I have come to find out. There is no single love. There is no single unity. There is no single togetherness. It is all about oil. So please, I want to beg every hardcore Biafran, those that believe in Biafran, I want to beg every one of you to get prepared. I also want to talk to my brothers in diaspora. Please, I want to beg every one of you, keep preparing yourself. If you can set up any account, I know I'm trying to say this in the public, that will assist us in trying to get ammunition. We are ready to fight. I am ready. I am a woman, and I'm talking. I'm at the age of 39 years right now. We are ready to fight to ensure that our children have a better life. We have suffered. Our parents have suffered to bring us here on earth. We are suffering to bring up our children, and this suffering must stop. This suffering must stop. So wherever you pull out, ensure that you're making arrangement to get ammunition. When the time comes, from air, from the water, every angle, ensure that you people make sure you bring down the north and the west. Make sure people bring down the first that what we suffered in 1967, we have to suffer it again. This time around, every living thing in the zoo must surely get down. Every living thing in the zoo must surely get down. And as many of you that can pray, keep praying and ensure that you hear from the Most High God, Chukwuka Abioma, the God of Zion. Ensure you hear from him, and don't come into this radio Biafra and begin to blab and begin to say whatever that comes from your mind. Ensure you hear from God, because if you do not hear from God and decide to come and deceive your people, we don't give a damn. Every damn thing will go down. I believe in God, and I know that the power of Almighty God can restore Biafra. But we are not going to fold our hands. The Bible says heaven, there is a saying that goes that heaven helps those who help themselves. When you help yourself, heaven is ready to help you. So in that case, they decide to bring us down and say, what are we going to do? We turn back to them and ensure we fight and we kill. The Hausas are trying to bring down their men down here. Every here and there, cow rearing. We don't even have access to our farmlands. They are raping our women. They are killing our young boys and girls. And everyone is keeping quiet. The Islamization is going on, and everyone is keeping quiet. We are looking at onto our governors, our aiders, who felt they don't have anything to say. Remember, the future belongs to the youth, and we are the future. We need to talk, we need to speak out, we need to take action. Please, we need to take action. My deputy director, I want to beg you, just pay a deaf ear to as many that are criticizing. Everyone has their mouth to blab whatever they want to blab, or to say whatever they want to say. But you are on a just cause. Our director is on a just cause, because every day when I fly through Nigerian road and I see what is going on, I still have the feeling to want to do something for the restoration of Biafra, and of which I am very sure that Biafra must be restored. By all means, Biafra must be restored. Thank you very much. I want to thank every principal officers of IPOB. You guys are doing quite well. You are doing very wonderful.
I also want to use this medium to appeal to those of you that are soliciting for charity in this platform. I want to beg you, this platform is not meant for charity, but it's meant for the restoration and sanitization of our people for Biafra. Please look for any other means to channel your need, and not in this Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is to educate our people, is to inform our people, and is to get us prepared, and not for you to come up and start for the sitting or begging for money. I want to beg you. I know every one of us is in need, but whatever your hands can lay for now, whatever your hand can lay, I beg of you, go on your knees and ask God to make a way. He will make a way. Every one of us are going through our trying times. It has not been well. A bag of rice is 24,000. A cup of beans is 150 naira. So it's not easy for anyone. It's never easy. So I know that Biafrans are hardworking people. So enjoy, you engage yourself in one meaningful trade, and believe God prayerfully, the God of Zion, the Chukwukwoko Abiyama, will actually make a way for us. Thank you very much. Also, what I want to commend again is that I get so worked up and upset when I hear some people saying that we are from Niger Delta, we are from this, we are from that. I'm kind of person that can easily be infuriated when I hear all these things, but it seems that no one is begging anyone. We're not begging anyone. Biafra is a sure and a must thing to be restored. So it's either you join us or you stay by the side and watch us restore Biafra. Then those of you that thought you're not Biafrans, you're right, Niger Delta, I keep telling you, go back to your root. A man came here and he's saying he's from Ikwerre. Ikwerre wasn't the name given to them. They are from Umoha. I heard him. Umoha was the name given to them. But Ikwerre was as a result of the conversations, how to communicate with the whites and the Ikwerre. And whenever they asked them Ikwerrela and they said Ikwerrela, then the man began to call them Ikwerrela. Ikwerre, and that was how you people came about Ikwerre. And none of you want to do anything to restore your originality, to restore who you are, who you were, before you were given the so-called Ikwerre. But I'm not begging you people to join in this struggle. If you decide to watch us, you will keep watching us. As our brother Elias said, that not everyone that we are in the land of Egypt was able to cross to the land of the Canaan or Israel. Not every one of you will see this Biafra. I assure you, it's only those that believe in Biafra. It's only those that do not murmur. It's only those that do not complain. It's only those that have the hearts and have love for the restoration of Biafra will see this Biafra. And as many of you that refuse to believe in this Biafra, you will watch us go into Biafra and you will remain where you are. Then if Biafra comes, you felt you don't want to be part of Biafra, fine. I am an Igbo, a clan in Biafra land. I believe in my people. I have observed them, I have watched them, I have seen the strength in them, and I know what they can. I want to encourage them to keep it up. Whatever you are doing is not for your selfish interest, but it's to give your people the hope, the peace that they need, that they might live comfortable life that God have ordained for them. We are not the same thing with houses. We are not the same thing with the Yorubas. So my people, I want to beg on every one of you, ensure you are resolute, ensure you are strong, ensure you believe in Biafra, ensure you pray for Biafra. At the right time, at the very right time, Biafra will surely come. My director, who is in prison, I read something from Igbere TV today, and thank God for the man that wrote that he never gave in. A lot of people comes to visit him, yet he refused to whatever suggestions or negotiation they come with. It's either they give him Biafra or he die. It's either they give us Biafra or everyone of us dies, including everyone. So my brothers in abroad, I'm sending this message again to every one of you. It's not just contributing money for anything. Ensure you contribute money for arms. If they refuse to give us this Biafra, every living thing in this zoo will go down. The rest of you that remain will take over, but we want you ensure that we'll get this Biafra. All hail Biafra. Thank you very much, our deputy director. God bless you as you keep on piloting this affair until Biafra comes. Remain resolute and strong.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my sister, for that. That is a very heartwarming one from you, and may God bless you and family. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are, of course, moving forward once again. The usual line we use here is not very well up and running, and we are using Skype and the social network platform as well. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Not sure what's going on there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Chinemere John, the National Coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra here in Gabon.
Right, thank you. Go ahead. Welcome to this platform. This is your platform. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, this is, I want to first of all thank the IPOB members here in Gabon, those in Libreville, Pointe-Gentil, Lambani, Franceville, in Jolet, and other places. I want to also announce to our brothers, Biafrans, IPOB members here, that within the week, there will be elections here, that everybody should mind his movement, be careful of himself, take care of his family. We'll hold meetings, coordinators meeting. I think in our various meetings, we talked about it, that the coordinator should, the zonal coordinator should inform our members to be very careful. So I want to use the opportunity to thank the zonal coordinator.
Why will you be careful in Gabon? Is there anything specifically happening there?
Yeah, no, not that. The election will be going, so there is a lot of tension, so everybody should be careful about himself.
They are in the electioneering cycle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, political crisis, you are mindful of.
Yeah, no.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, nobody should engage himself in any political activities. We are not here for political activities. So I want to thank Mr. Chim Amadi, the Libreville coordinator, Mr. Kalazo Mado, the Pointe-Gentil coordinator, Mr. Ugoke Steven, the Lambrani coordinator, Mr. Chuka for Franceville, and Mr. Njole coordinator, Mr. Ugochuku, and other zones coming up very soon. I thank people of Gabon. I thank also the IPOB members. There should be keep on keeping on, as you used to say. I also thank every principal officers here helping to coordinate. No matter our enemies, some people who are against Biafra, they are writing on things, taking our people to the authorities. That Ojukwu has written a letter that nothing like Biafra is dead and Biafra will not come up again. But we want to remind them that Biafra is here. Ojukwu, our leader, can never write such a letter. And such things will never happen. If it is true, I don't think British would have given us the papers to write, to open up a Radio Biafra in London, or other countries wouldn't have allowed Biafra to function in their country. So they are just bringing up lies in order to run down IPOB family here in Gabon. But with God's help, we are moving forward. Thank you, my Ebo deputy. Thank you. I want to also thank our Ebo leaders, the COC, the Directorate of State, Mazu Gochukwu, also our African rep, and other African coordinators. They are trying. May God bless each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Say, God bless you too and family. Thank you. I'm family of IPOB in Gabon.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, remain blessed.
This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are looking into one or two things. We'll be back in a minute.
Of the sun till the going down the sand, hey, I'm preaching like a lion. The way you done, they be, I've been a song it's supposed to be, yeah. Discrimination, the order of the day, yeah. No constitution, so confusion. Nepotism, they see trouble is in.
we don't they go heading to the east. Go fat like a Biafran, they win like a Biafran, they hustle like a Biafran, they shine like a Biafran. We don't they go heading to our destination, where God has made for us. Tupokika Biama is from the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Biafra, we are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination. Biafra, from the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Biafra, we are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Oyene Kukuya has given up his ghost. We are brothers, we love him the most. His spirit lives in us. We are like a horse, as for division is a must. The strength of the broomstick is on its butt. Enough of this cost, our freedom is the best. I came to say the truth, ended up in house arrest. People be careful, your impunity is harmful. Now I got the raffle, coming down to east to settle. Let's go to God. He will set us free. I went to all nations, I see how they live free. Why can't you wake up and say, please let us be? Oh my God, come and set us free. See us crying, crying. Our throats are drying, drying. For what you have enough. Why can't you put an end and say, please, this enough? For using money rough, even on it off.
From the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Biafra, we are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination. Biafra, from the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Biafra, we are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Hey, all this in my head. Yeah, yeah. All is in my head.
Where them they treat us?
All is in my head.
Where them they do us?
Going to the west, they have international airport. Yeah, yeah. You go Kikele, going to the north, they have international airport. Yeah, yeah. Why be say, coming back to west, they have symbols. Oh my God. You go Kikele, coming to the east, we have the iron. They molest us, they use the money. Chine keme, on Indie, Chukwa kikele, Nezi feneme. We have so many things, we have the talent, we have the sources, intelligent people, we have Nandi Kalu, second Nelson Mandela.
Caller on Skype can hear me.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? It appears your line is not very stable. Can you hear me? Not sure what's going on there. The caller on is a WhatsApp or Viber. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my deputy director.
Good evening from here and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
No, thank you. My name is Nemeka Ezebunwa. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. I say good evening, dear friends. Good evening, Shemafo. Good evening, all the members of IPOB worldwide. I say, may Chukwu Kikabema bless you all in the name of Yeshua.
Yes, bless you too. Go ahead.
I commend you, my deputy director, for all your effort to make sure that we are moving forward. I say, may the Lord God continue to strengthen you in the name of Yeshua.
You say, and you too, and in fact, all of us. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to say something about, you know, people. All Biafrans, all over the world, we should know and understand this, that the zoo cannot stop lying, and lying is in their vein. If they have never lied, they can't be able to do anything, because all this rumor and all these things, some people saying they saw some news posted in the net, that our director Nnamdi Kanu is trying to fulfill the movement or the agitation of Biafra. I don't think that he can do such a thing. And all these things, we're supposed to know that in battlefront, or if you're fighting with somebody, that person have his own strategy, either in a way to weak you or in a way to make you to not to fight back, or in a way to deceive, to make things go wrong on your side so that you cannot be able to have enough strength to fight him. So I believe that all these things, they are writing, because I know Nigeria will always write rubbish. They will always write something that will make people to stop having biased mind in the quest of restoration of Biafra. So I want to say this so that all members of IPOB, all Biafrans should know that the director himself can't do a thing like that. So, and everybody, no matter what, even if you see or you read such news, because for some time now, I'm beginning to observe that some news now that has a lot of things to say concerning Biafra. Most of the times, if you read them, most informations that will make people to understand what is happening in Biafra land, most of the times, if you read them, before you go back to the next, to the same place, to the same website, to where you got the news, you no longer see it. They delete it, this junk and this rubbish. They will leave it there, and each time you go there, you still see it. So that is the zoo and their own strategy. So we are no longer ignorant of the way they are writing rubbish and trying to fool us with what they are writing. So why is enough to be fooled by what the zoo media platforms are writing? And we believe that they will write such a thing. So if you don't understand it, you may believe it. But my brothers all over the world, even if they write such, you shouldn't be looking at it. And there's something that the director always used to say before the enemy kidnapped him and detained him, even to this time. He used to tell them that even if that you think you killed him today, that the quest of restoration of Biafra will cease. You are dreaming, because he knew that there are many Biafrans who are more even dangerous, deadly than them. So I don't think that even at this point, if director denounced Biafra today, I don't think that the movement or the quest of restoration of Biafra will stop. We can't stop, because Biafra is what every one of us must live with. And for the agitation of the freedom of Biafra is right into the spirit of every hardcore Biafran. So we can't stop. So Nigerian media platforms, you can write whatever you think that you will write. You can post whatever you feel like you post. You can no longer deceive, no longer ignorant of that. So we are moving forward. We don't have any intention of going back. Biafra restoration, Biafra agitation, we continue. We continue to do it. We continue to do everything possible to see that Biafra come. Either Biafra or death. That is what we sign. And we have already decided it. So everybody should know that, and Nigeria should have it in their head that we cannot go back, and no intention of going back, no matter what happened. Even if there's somebody you think, or you don't even expect it, that you don't even expect it of denouncing Biafra or turning back, did such a thing, we cannot do that. We must restore Biafra, and we have started the journey. We cannot end. We cannot stop now until Biafra comes. No retreat, no surrender. So that is what I have to say, my able deputy director. I say may the Lord continue to strengthen you, continue to help you, continue to guide you, so that you continue this work that you are doing. And all my brothers all over the world that is fighting, that is struggling to bring the restoration of Biafra, I pray that the Lord God Almighty will strengthen you all, will guide you, give you all the wisdom, knowledge you need, all the strategy that you need to apply that is going to bring a positive result in the restoration of Biafra. I pray that may the Lord Chukwu Okike Abiama give it to you all. In the name of Yahweh Heshua, I pray.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
I pray also I pray also for my able director, Nnamdi Kanu. I pray that the Lord will guide him, the Lord will protect him, continue to strengthen him. We know that he is God sent, and God has called him. And I strongly believe that because God called him, no human being called him. And because it is not a human being that called him, no human being will stop him, and no man will stop him. I pray that God will continue to protect him and guide him. No matter the way they tried to twist it, or no matter the way they tried to convince him or to confuse him for him to denounce Biafra, they cannot succeed because their plans can never prevail. It's not human being that called him. And because it's not human being that called him into this mission, no human will deceive him. No human will overpower him. No human will overcome him. Because it is God who called him, that God will lead him to the end. May the God Almighty, Chukwu Okike Abiama, protect him, guide him, strengthen him the more, that after everything in the end, Biafra will come. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we pray.
Say God bless you too. Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Uchomofo, good morning, sir.
Good evening from here. Welcome to the program.
My name remains Adema Abua from Abo, calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. I just want to thank you for the wonderful work you're doing for we people of Biafra. I give the God all the glory, all the honor for our resolution of Biafra. Like today, today is Monday. On Sunday, we went to meeting. By special grace of God, our meeting went well today, our IPOB meeting in Malaysia. So I just want to contribute a little thing for what our sister said from Iguacha. She spoke well. She spoke as a great Biafran. I really support what she said. And what our people are doing is very quiet. I'm seeing them that I don't know what is happening to them. Even today, I met them, there's two of them, they are telling me that, I say, you people are sitting behind when things are happening in our place. Why can't you people come around so that we fight for this cause for together? They say, who, if we did not come, if Biafra come, you people going to chase us away from Biafra land? I say, we are not going to chase people away, but it's good we are joining together and fight this cause. Because what is happening in our land now, as I'm talking to you, it's unfair. The what our side is doing to us, kidnap, killing our people, destroying our things. They are getting ready to take our land. You people are just sitting by. Anyway, for me personally, I will fight this cause to the end. I told my family, you people may not hear from me, but any day you people hear, it might be in television where they are interviewing me what happened in Biafra land, because I can't sit back here in Malaysia and see what is going on where I come from. It's very wrong. Even on Friday in the church, we are praying in the church. They say that you pray for our nation. They are praying for Nigeria. I'm praying for Biafra. One woman beside me, she started looking at me. Say, it touched me. Say, brother, what are you? I say, I'm praying for my nation. You are praying for your country, Nigeria. I'm praying for my nation, Biafra. She start asking me, where is Biafra? I said, don't worry, I will tell you where is Biafra. After the church, she still wants to know where is Biafra. I explained to her where the place that I call Biafra. He was surprised. So, my brother Uchimofo, I know our people are coward. Sorry to say this word on earth. The way they are behaving is very wrong. They are here, they will see us sitting down, sitting down for a meeting, discussing what is going to benefit we all. But they will keep Adama to it. They keep quiet, they're looking at us. The only thing they say, Biafra, Biafra. They are using Biafra to mock. I just look at them and say, well, you people don't know. After you make your money and go back to Nigeria, let's see what will happen. After 4 years of Buhari, you will know yourself. If you don't become Muslim, you'll be key. And this money you are here pursuing, I will see and I will know where you are going to spend the money. If you cannot go and fight for your land, if you cannot contribute, join, give an idea what to do. You people are sitting behind. Don't worry. When the time comes, we know. So I just want to contribute to a little while, because I am very, very angry for what is happening in our land. Despite anything, but I know God must surely give us back our land. It's our own. We didn't go to North to ask them their own. We didn't go to Yoruba land to ask them. We're asking them for our own that God give to us. I still want to tell Buhari, a man that he was thinking that 1966 to 1970 is like 2006. Let me tell them, let me speak to my mind to them. Where anything happened in that zoo, it will touch everywhere in that. Even Lagos, it will touch that Lagos. It's not like before. It will touch everywhere. We will eradicate everywhere. Everybody will most surely be involved. That is my own contribution this night. Uchemofo, thank you very much. I thank you for wonderful work you're doing for our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, which I know is a great man. He cannot denounce Biafra. He cannot. I strongly believe in him. He cannot. I know. When Malaysia say cannot, cannot is cannot. When Malaysia tell you cannot, cannot is cannot. That is for sure. I know. I strongly believe in him. He cannot and he cannot. Thank you very much, Uchemofo.
Thank you.
God will bless you. Bless our leader. Bless every members of IPU. Like yesterday, where you people are doing things in the in London, I was listening. I was listening to the speech, what everybody said. I was very happy. Even this morning, Uchemofo, just give me 1 minute. Even this, when I came back from church, my friend called me on the phone. He said, Avengers have accepted to negotiate with the federal government. I said, what? He said, I went to their site. I read. I said, no. So I believe this is not the issue. But the issue I know is that Avenger cannot compromise. But if they compromise, it's up to them. It's up to them. Because the cause is for everybody. When Buhari will come, it will not come for only one person. It will come for everybody. That is it. I just want to tell them, let them stand by. Let them not relent. Let them stand by because that land is our land. When the Biafra come, we say everything that we want is their own. We say everything they need. You cannot bribe me with my own property. My property is my property. Thank you, Choma, for letting me stand by for other people to hear their view. Good night. God bless you. And God bless IPOB member everywhere they are in the world. Thank you, sir. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless
and
you.
And God
too.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are inching closer to ending this program.
Make I tell my people something from the rising of the sun till the going down the same day. I'm preaching like a lion. The way you done they be, I've been a song it's supposed to be. Discrimination, the order of the day. No constitution, so confusion. Nepotism and the sea tribalism. Without they go, headed to the east. Go fat like a Biafran, they win like a Biafran. They hustle like a Biafran, they shine like a Biafran. Without they go, heading to this nation. Where God has made for us. The Bokika Biama is Biafran. From the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Biafra. We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination. Biafra. From the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Biafra. We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Oyene Okwukwia has given up his ghost. We are brothers, we love him the most. His spirit lives in us. We are like a horse, as for division is a must. The strength of the broomstick is on its butt. Enough of this cost, our freedom is the best. I came to say the truth, ended up in house arrest.
Can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Chimafo.
Good evening from here, and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Okay, my name is Chibika, I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Lady Biafra is very, very clear from here. So.
Right, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I have some contribution. But first of all, I have to thank you guys for your efforts. You know, it's not easy serving the people, serving the masses, because of a lot of opinions. Some people will criticize you guys, some people will do a lot of things, you know. But thank God that God has given you the grace to withstand all the challenges that is coming your way. I thank Chukwu Kabama for the strength and knowledge has given to you, our principal officers. Today, I have to say shame to Gowan, Buhari and his collaborators, the oligarchies from Yoruba and the other places. Thank God that Biafra is spirit, like our leader always says. You know, when people... Nobody is preaching to anybody. People wake up and started to become a Biafra. People wake up and know that they are Biafra. People wake up and believe in our struggle. So it's not a kind of PDP campaign or APC campaign that you have to convince people, share money to them first for them to believe in what they are doing. But everybody here is doing everything because they believe in Biafra. Like me, I believe in Biafra. I'm a Biafra. I know from birth that I'm a Biafra. So thank God that he has given us that grace. Now I want to ask God for one thing. I want God to give our people spirit of revenge. The spirit of revenge, because sometimes these people wake up, try to kill people. I was a fool, they kill people, and you ask your next brother, you said, don't mind them, God will judge. I want God to give us that we can fight them back. Spirit of unforgiveness mind, that anyone that kills any of us, that we kill them back, we attack them. That is one thing I'm asking of Almighty God to give to us. Then I pray for my director, Thomas Nandekalon. He's a strong man, I know. The first I heard his voice, nobody has told me about Radio Biafra. I'm tuning on my radio and I heard the voice. I said, yes, something is here. When I started listening and my spirit was moved, I pray that God will give him more knowledge, more strength to be strong for us. People are saying that he has denounced Biafra. I know director Thomas Nandekalon cannot denounce Biafra, and I believe in God that he will protect him because he's one that has chosen him. So thank you, Mazu Chemefo. You know, sometimes somebody will say thank you, say don't thank me because we haven't done anything. No, we know, but you have done something. If not you that is standing firm for our leader, I don't know where we have been by now. If you're not for Radio Biafra, I don't know what you have would have been doing by now. But thank God that he has brought you guys, and I thank you for everything. Good night from here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
One nation, one people, one love.
G34 Entertainment utilizing black and white. Let the rising sun keep shining. Yeah, France.
Where them they treat us.
On is in my head.
The things that they do us say.
On is in my head.
Where them they do us.
On is in my head.
To make it know. See, make I tell my people something. From the rising of the sun till the going down the same day. Like a lion, the way you done they be, I've been as old it's supposed to be. Yeah. Discrimination, the order of the day. Yeah. No constitution, so confusion. Nepotism, the sea, tribalism. We done they go, headed to the east. Go fight like a Biafran, they win like a Biafran, they hustle like a Biafran, they shine like a Biafran. We don't need go
heading to our destination where God has made for us.
Ipokikabiama is for us.
From the rising of the sun till the going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Biafra.
From the rising of the sun till the going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Oyene Okwukwia has given up his ghost. We are brothers, we love him the most. His spirit lives in us. We are like a horse, as for division is a must. The strength of the broomstick is on its butt. Enough of this cause, our freedom is the best. I came to say the truth, ended up in house arrest. People be careful, your impunity is harmful. Now I got the raffle, coming down to east to settle. Let's go to God. He will set us free. I went to all nations. I see how they're living free. Why can't you wake up and say, please let us be? Oh my God, come and set us free. See us crying, crying. Our throats are drying, drying. For what we have enough. Why can't you put an end and say, please, this enough? For using money rough, even on it rough.
Yeah, for us.
From the
rising of the sun till we going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Biafra.
From the rising of the sun till we going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Hey, all this in my head. Yeah, yeah. All this in my head.
Where them they treat us?
All this in my head.
Where them they do us?
Going to the west. They have international airport. Yeah, yeah. You go Kikele. Going to the north. They have international airport. Yeah, yeah. Why be say? Coming back to west. They have symbols. Oh my God. Coming to the east, we have the iron. They molest us, they use the money. Chine keme, on India, Chukwa kikele, Nezi feneme. We have so many things, we have the talents, we have resources, intelligent people. We have Nandi Kalu, second Nelson Mandela. Oh, oh, Karomo Debute. On is in my head. The way they kill our people. On is in my head. The way they treat us. On is in my head. Arrested in Mandy Kalu. Yeah,
from
the rising of the sun till we going down the same.
Yeah,
we are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination. Rising of the sun till we going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
I wanna say kudos to my people out there. It's Son, Igala, Itoma, Ibibio, Ijo, Efik, Ishagiri, Urobo, Ibo TV, Noma South, South. We are the Biafrans. Be your brother's keeper. Twale to all the Biafran heroes. Dr. Clifford Chukwuemeka, Iran, director of coordinators. And your neighbor to Asia representative.
Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, I don't know what's going on here. This is still Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. I'm joined by a cross-section of principal officers of states, principal servant from the United States of America, and let us hear what they have for us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, our deputy UTMFO. Good evening from United States of America.
Good evening from here, and welcome to the program. Biafrans are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all IPOB all over the world, and the friends of Biafra and the lovers of freedom. We are here this evening with a cross-section of North American executive service members. We are here today to tell the whole world that we, the North American, we are ready to go and get Biafra. Because Biafra is ours. Life. And Biafra is something that God have already done for us to go and get. And we will get Biafra. We want to tell the world, Biafra is not by sale. Oh, let's give them some money. They will give up Biafra. No. Because we have people that God ordained to go and get Biafra for us. From our director, Nnamdi Kanu, Onwu Buruburu. The God-choosing one. And the members of IPOB. And our deputy director, Uchemefo. We thank you this evening, our deputy, for giving us this opportunity. And when we talk of Biafra, Biafra is spirit. And we want the whole world to understand that when we talk of spirit, Biafra is a religion. And by the grace of Chukwuka Biama, Biafra must come. And Biafra have come to stay. In all this ups and downs, talking about Muhammad Buhari and the DSS, holding our director, that is something I am asking. Does this man called Buhari Muhammadu petrified the Daura? Does he know what is called freedom? Does he know what is called a human right? That you cannot hold no one for doing nothing. But this time, we are back again to tell the whole world that we are here. To tell the whole world that September 23rd is for the worldwide rally again for the demonstration of Free Nnamdi Kanu. But before I go on, let me introduce myself. Maybe people will say, who is this person talking? Yes, my names are Innocent Onyeka Chukwu Maramu Ugochukwu. I'm from Umuekwe Mbidi in Oru West, Biafra land. I reside here in the United States of America, Dallas, Texas, to precise. By the grace of Chukwuka Biama, I am the North American Continental Rep. And to add, maybe people don't know this, the Executive of Financial Committee. I am here to fight. I am here to work. I am here to evangelize, to make sure Biafra comes. This evening, I have most of the executives here in North America to tell the world who they are, why we are here. I have here the new and the new zone of a country, Canada, is on this evening. Canada is back with IPOB. And the Canadian National Coordinator is Azuoma Agadie Guduru, the National Coordinator of Canada. And his deputy Ugochukwu Umabata, his deputy. Both of them are there here this evening. And the same way, we have a new national coordinator of Eastern by Madam Ignace, the Mother General. These people have come to serve the IPOB worldwide. They have come to carry this torch so that we can go to our promised land. And that promised land is Biafra. But this evening, I have the members, the national coordinator of the power zone of United States of America, known as Dr. Kenechukwu Ekufu. He lives in Chicago. But as our director said, Onyobona Waraka or Onyakam, and is going to come in this evening to let the whole world know that we are here to get Biafra. And on 23rd of September, we are ready to go and demonstrate one more time to for the release of our director Nnamdi Kanu, called Free Nnamdi Kanu. I want him to come in here. I hope, Dr. Ekufu, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you, Mazi Maram.
Thank you. The world is listening. The floor is for yours. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, the Continental Rep. First of all, let me start by thanking the Almighty Chukwuka Kabiama for making it possible for us to be here today to talk about the restoration of our nation, Biafra. Let me also thank all the good people of Biafra, especially our leader, Mazen Nnamdi Kanu, and his wife, children, his parents, and the entire family of his. Let me also thank IPOB leadership, most especially our deputy director and the deputy leader of this program, Mazi Chemefo. Mazi Chemefo, I hope I'm coming out clear.
Yes, loud and clear. Welcome to the program. Keep on saying what you're saying. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Just like the Continental Rep introduced, my name is Dr. Kenechukwu Ekufu. I'm from Ini, Kinoji River in Biafra land. I will say once again, good afternoon from Chicago, Illinois. Good evening for those Biafrans who are in Europe in Biafra land. And good morning to those Biafrans in the Asian world. I would like to start by saying that right now, as the new coordinator of the Central Time Zone, we are getting ready for the assignment created by our IPOB leadership. That assignment is the reintroduction of, reinvigoration of our Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign. We are doing everything possible within our reach, within our limit, to prepare for this campaign. Some of us here in the Central Zone will be heading to Washington, D.C., and some of us will be organizing ours locally in our various zones. For example, here in Chicago, my Chicago coordinator is planning for us to march in downtown Chicago at the office of the Amnesty International, and also possibly at the local Chicago media front. My understanding is that the people of Dallas, Texas, who are also within the Central Time Zone, are planning to also march in Dallas and let the world know that we need our leader to be free because he did not commit any crime. He's a prisoner of conscience. As I earlier stated, some of us will be heading to Washington, D.C. to go and present our message to the world through the Human Amnesty International and the other people in the world. The Deputy Director, let me continue by giving a couple of words of encouragement to Biafrans all over the world. I want Biafrans to know that they should continue to remain resolute, borrowing the words of our Igbo leader, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. We all should remain resolute. I myself am remaining resolute. There is nothing will make me go away from the struggle of Biafra, restoration of Biafra, until we get Biafra. I want to let Biafrans know that we are not sleeping in diaspora. We are working day and night. We are working every day. Although some of us may not be coming on the radio every day to talk, we are working behind the closed doors or behind all you can think about to make sure that we reach out to everybody that is reachable in this world. We are tweeting every day. We are reaching out to world leaders. We are reaching out to human rights committees, international amnesty. Myself, I've written more than 10 letters to the President of the United States. I have received 4 responses from the President of the United States. Although my letters to him talks on Biafra, but his responses goes back on human rights, on how the U.S. can support and continue to support human rights respect, which is partially okay, but not exactly what we're looking for from them. But we will continue to struggle. We will continue to pressure them until they begin to understand our message. United Nations. We call, we reach out, we talk to them on a daily basis, on a regular basis. The last time we called, I specifically spoke to someone at the Secretary General's office. I spoke at length with him. Spent more than 20 minutes discussing with somebody in the Secretary General's office. I told him that it's high time the United Nations will look at the killing of our people back home. Nobody is supposed to be killed in the 21st century because they express their opinion or express what their wish, what they want. Everybody have an inalienable right to decide where they want to be and what they want to, if they want to be free or if they want to be subjugated to oppression and suppression. So my deputy leader, I just want to continue to encourage Biafrans to make sure that they continue to do whatever it is. I listened to one of our sisters this evening. I like what she said. So let us all continue to be resolute. So we will also continue to encourage our people back home. Let me stop here so far so that I will give other people the opportunity to talk. If we get another time, I have some other comments to make too. Thank you, the deputy leader. Thank you, the continental rep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Ekufu from Chicago, the national coordinator of Central Zone. He is a Biafran. He is one of the real Biafrans we have here in the United States. He have done everything and is still doing. Thank you for that wonderful comments and advice. Thank you so much. I will have this time the opportunity to go to Nebraska, where we have our dear brother, a doctor to be again. It's funny how the Zoological Republic of Nigeria said that we are not intelligent, that the people that are doing this Biafra, they are not intelligent. We have doctors. We have doctors to be. We have engineers. We have everything human possible that God ordained us to do, that we have. But it's a surprise, as dumb as they are. I don't know where they're getting that they're thinking from, but this time they are mistaken. Let me get the Dr. Oboniaba from Nebraska, the deputy of Dr. Ekufu here in Central Zone. Dr. Abba, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Mazen Maram, thank you very much. You are so kind, but like you said, it's doctor to be. Hopefully it will happen one of these days. Mazen Befor, good evening from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Welcome to the program. It appears can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead. Welcome to the program.
All right. Yes, good evening, good afternoon, good morning to Biafrans all over the world, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom, and even enemies of Biafra. If you are listening this evening, my name is Obonnaya Akpa. I come originally from Uburu. Uburu is in Ohozara, in Biafra land, and I reside in Lincoln, Nebraska. I praise Chukwu Okike Abiyama for making it possible for us this evening to be reaching out to you on Radio Biafra. I give him all the glory. But then, after giving God all the glory, I want to thank our leader, Onyendu Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, who has sacrificed himself for this cause, and presently he's being held in detention by the Federal Republic of the Zoo called Nigeria. And I also want to thank Mazi Chemefo, his deputy, for holding forth in his absence. This evening, my assignment is just very simple, and is to reaffirm what my superior, Dr. Kenechukwu Ekufu, said. We are working day and night. We are reaching out to the people that matter. It may not seem as if what we are doing is yielding any results, but as our leader, Onyendu Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, will say, in the end, we win. And when we win, it will be very evident, and the whole world will see it. We are working hard. We are making preparations to continue with the Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign. And come September 3, the Central Time Zone will be well represented where it matters. Before I round off and hand over the platform to others to continue, I just want the world to also know that in North America, that IPOB in North America, we strongly believe that the Biafra Restoration Project, under the leadership of Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, has come to stay and will continue on its course until we get Biafra. It doesn't matter what the media conspiracy all over the world is up to, be it in the zoo called Nigeria or be it internationally. We don't care. They can write up whatever stories they want. And Nnamdi Kanu is negotiating, is renouncing Biafra. But we know that they have mental illness. That is why they can even begin to contemplate that. We want the world to know that our resolve to go and get Biafra is unshakable, and will continue until Biafra comes. Thank you, Mazi Mefo, for this opportunity. I yield back to Mazi Maram to introduce other principal servants.
Thank you. Yeah, can you hear me? It appears there is an issue with that line. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mazi Mefo, in the absence of Mazi Maram, I will just go ahead and ask Nze Aji, Nze Godwin Aji. He is the coordinator of the Pacific Time Zone in the United States. You know, if he can hear me, to go ahead and take over the platform. Nze Aji, please go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Yes, Nze Aji, go ahead. Go ahead. My phone, I'm back. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, madam, for giving me this opportunity to talk to Biafrans. And first of all, I have to thank Uchemefo for the very good work he's doing for Biafra. Morning, every morning and evening, always on the radio. My brother, I thank you very much. May Chukwu Okike Abiyama continue to protect and fight for you. My name is Nze Chief Godiaji. I am from Okoripa, Umuesh, in the Idato local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. And here I am the national coordinator for Pacific Zone here in the United States. Well, Uchemefo, it pains me greatly that our leader is still in jail. It pains me a lot because I remember when he was here in Los Angeles. But what I'm asking Chukwu Kekabiama is to for him to continue to protect and fight for him. Whoever that tries to harm him, whether directly or indirectly, Chukwu Kekabiama, please fight for him. And may Chukwu Kekabiama also continue to protect and fight for members of his family, both those, his parents, and his family in London. And for you, Uchemefo, I also thank Chukwu Kekabiama and ask him to protect and fight for you and your family.
You are kind. Thank you very much.
May he also give you strength and the energy for you to continue to broadcast on Radio Biafra. And I am a veteran of Biafran War. I was stationed at Owerri. We liberated Owerri before going to Port Harcourt Province before the war ended. And when the war ended, I cried. My cry was because we did not achieve what we went out for. And that is why I am in IPOB, to make sure what I didn't achieve before will come to fruition this time around. No going back. Like Nnamdi Kanu said, our director, he says, Biafra or death. Despite my age, I can still fight. So, coming to our what we are doing here in Los Angeles and West Coast, we are seriously preparing for September 23rd demonstration to that is for the release of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. I'm making all preparations. We're waiting to have the t-shirts. And we have, personally gone to the printer to make sure we print all the flyers we will need for that purpose. And we'll be going to government house here in Westwood, California. And I personally wrote to Amnesty International for them to release Nnamdi Kanu. And also, we also planning to go on the, because Amnesty International will be having Western Conference on the from the 28th of October to 30th. So we plan to be there face to face for them to listen to us. So that mainly for Biafra to be achieved. Every one of us, both those at home and those in diaspora, every person should gear up to get Biafra one way or the other, whether Nigeria likes it or not. It has been a long, long time. I can't wait, personally. It's at my age, I'm supposed to have retired and come home to enjoy myself as a Biafran. But no matter what they do, one way or the other, if it comes to fighting, because I doubt it, there is just a hand of Biafra. I don't believe in that. One way or the other, even doing boundary adjustments, there will be skirmishes. So, either way, we will get Biafra, whether they like it or not. So, Uchemefo, once again, I thank you. I thank fellow Biafran in every part of the world. May you guys continue to have faith in Chukwuka Ikeabiama. There is nothing he cannot do. He will help us. He will guide us. And most importantly, for him to bring out our leaders. Nnamdi Kanu. Uchemefe, thank you very much.
God bless you. I'm family. I'm family of IPOB where you are. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Yes, thank you, Nzaji. He's our veteran. The, I'm laughing at this, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They don't know what they put their hands into. They always said, oh, those ones are fighting for this Biafra now. Those ones are talking about this Biafra. None of them have been born when this Biafra war has fought. Please, can you hear one of our veterans speaking this evening? He's here to restore Biafra. But Mani said, who fight and run away shall fight another day. We are back to fight for Biafra. And Biafra must come. There's nothing pedophile that will rack and all the DSS officers, evil agents can do to stop this ordained project. Because no matter how they come after us, the more force you come, the more force will come back to you. Because there's no way we can retreat or surrender. Biafra or death. Men, I have to reaffirm one more time. Men, all this tic-tac, ping-pong, money, the little money they give to you people are trying to go with the outside Yoruba Ibadan Expressway Journal to come up with the director Nnamdi Kanu is re-announcing Biafra. You people are sleeping. You people have lost your manhood. There is no way. And let me say one more time. We will not, and Director will not, stop or fighting for Biafra. He can never do that. And my very self must fight, must continue the struggle till Biafra comes. And the same way, our deputy, and all the members of the Directorate of State will be on this course till Biafra comes. There is nothing you all can do. This. Because when you look at those people on this struggle this time, that the time a Igbo man, if he give Igbo man money, they will give up their own brother, their family. You are mistaken. The only boy person he can give up money to give up Igbo people is your cousin, your son, your brother, and your nephew. Okorocha, Okorawusa. That's only person. And Owili Obiano. Every one of them that is your puppet of Nigeria Zoological Republic is the people you can use money to entice P2OB. But when it comes to the Biafrans, all the members of the executives, all the fellow Biafrans in Biafra land, and all the Biafrans worldwide, we will not sell back this time. We are a moving train. If you stop in our way, we run you over. If you stay by the side, we move, keep on moving. And the end of the day, our destination is Biafra land, the promised land, and we must get there. And by saying this, I still have the member and executive member of IPOB Canada, known as Mazi Duru, the national coordinator of Canada. Please, if you can hear me, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mazi Innocent Maram. I thank you very much, especially. This is Mazi Azoma Adieguduro speaking. I hail from Omo Ezalije,
Ochi Ogwa Bitolu, Imo State, Biafra Land. And I reside in Canada, Toronto, Canada. And I want to use this opportunity to thank you, our Continental Rep, for all you've been doing, the good work you've been doing to make sure that IPOB, North American chapter is strong and waxing high. And I want to thank Mazi Mefo. If I'm coming out clear, I want to thank you for all you've been doing.
Yes, you are coming out clear. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to thank you for all the good work you've been doing. It's not easy, but God is your strength. Please continue to keep it up. We will not disappoint you. We are on this course to restore Biafra. And Biafra we must restore. Our propagation here is to restore Biafra and spread the good news to the people of Canada, to make sure that everybody is being carried along, all Biafrans here. And we are working to see that through. And we are not giving up. Our director used to say, it's either Biafra or death. And that is where we stand. Biafra or death. Thank you very much once again. And I stand by for my deputy to proceed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless.
Yes, thank you, Mazi Azoma Agadiegu Duru. You can see what that name says, Agadiegu. So, which means that war is not over yet. And on this note, there is something I want to talk about of this, our people, the Niger Deltas. The whole world understand the differences between freedom fighters and the militant. And our cousins and brothers and sisters of Niger Deltans are not militants. They are freedom fighters. They are fighting for the freedom of their people, our people of we all, the Biafrans. And we want to let the Buhari Muhammadu pedophile, the Hitler Buhari, that we are not scared. We are not afraid of death because we're already a dead man walking. You have planned years, the way you know you're a blood-sucking buffoon. You have planned it and went to Lagos State and kill as many as you can because that's what you know, that's what you do best. Somebody who hasn't been in school, who is a military dictatorship, the sponsor for Boko Haram, all you know is killing. You went there, you kill people there, and say you are killing militants. Let me tell you one thing. You should not try such in Biafra land to our people, so-called Niger Deltas, Avengers. They are not militants. They are not kidnappers like men. They are not whatever you can toy with. You go there, you go against Biafrans. And to tell you, the Biafrans are all over the world. Millions and millions of us is ready to die for this cause. So any threat to the Biafrans of Niger Delta is a threat to all Biafrans all over the world. We all are ready to die with them. So the best thing you can do is come and know that you have defied that land. And these people, you have to say, let them go, you Pharaoh. And our director, who is in your dungeon of Kuje prison,
Yes, we were telling you we will die with him. So don't even dare you think any stupid act against him. Because anything you do about him, you do it to Niger Delta at least. Anything you do to Niger Delta at least, as a freedom fighters, you do it to us Biafrans. Whatever you do to Biafrans, you do it to all Biafrans worldwide. We will not take it lightly. The time 1967 to 1970 is far gone. We are in a new century. The blood you bleed is the same blood we have. We are telling you, you should release director unconditionally. The more you kept in there, the more you making the matter worse. Because day by day, that's nothing we do, that's nothing we talk about than to make sure our director come back to us. And Biafra must come. Holding him there, does he stop our deputy to come on the air? All you stopped is director coming on the air, nothing else. 24/7, our deputy director Uchemefo is on the air. What do you think he's doing? The same thing. Talking about Biafra, fighting for Biafra. You cannot stop us and you will not stop us. The same thing my very self, innocent Mramu Gochuku, is doing day by day. Talk Biafra, eat Biafra, walk Biafra. And Biafra must come. I can't tell you what I'm doing, but I'm doing more than you expected. On the last day, you will not say yes. This son of Biafran is a son of the soil. He's ordained by God to go and get Biafran. I will let you know that coming to America is not going to Daura, Sokoto Katsina. No, it's the United States of America. It's a reason I come to this country. And that reason is to get Biafra. I thank God for the opportunity he gave to me to be here. Because if I'm there, what will I do with you? But God said, yes, you have to go there and make it happen. We cannot sleep till Biafra comes. Please, let me bring in the deputy coordinator of Canada, of all Canada, Ugochukwu Umabata. Please, Ugochukwu, if you can hear me, you can take it from here, please.
Yeah, I can hear you very clear. My name is Ugochukwu Umabata. I hail from Ezimefite in Agolata, Biafra land. I greet all you Biafrans, and I greet all the lovers of freedoms. There is something unique about our people, the Biafrans, which some people doesn't know exactly who we are. We are unique in nature. Anywhere you go in this world that you see a Biafran, he must be unique. And that's why that we are different from other people. But collectively as people, we have a problem. And we believe that by the special grace of Shuku Okike Abiyama, Biafra can able to unite everybody together. That thing that they don't want us to be, we must be it. My dear people, we have to join hands together and fight for our freedom. Take back what belongs to us. Shuku Okike Abiyama is with us. And I believe that even in this world, as we are living now, there is nobody like Nnamdi Kanu. I repeat, there's nobody like Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu have a power to command 5 million people. There is nobody on this earth who can do that. That thing will tell you the kind of people we are. We build ourselves. We make things to happen. We are promised every Biafrans, wherever you may be, the time has come. The time has come for us to take our land. The time has come for us to take what belongs to us. No matter what the white, what Europeans do, what other Africans do, people that are using to oppress us, this is the end of it. Biafra must come, or everybody in the zoo will die. We believe that Biafra is archaeology, and you can never destroy archaeology. It's a religion to us. You can't take it from us. We are Biafrans, and with Biafrans, we die. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to be resolute to achieve what belongs to us. Let God be with us and guide us and protect us. I think I will rest my case here until time comes. I will give more input on this. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ugochukwu Umabata, the Deputy National Coordinator of Canada. I want to say something very important. Maybe the most of all people all over the world, the world leaders, the freedom fighters, the lovers of freedom, I know that IPOB, for all the time, we are affirmed that over and over that we are peacemaking people. We come to get Biafra and we always advocate peace. And every day by day, they kill us, they kill our people in Biafra land. And I am asking, does it mean that the blood of these innocent children that Boko Haram, that Muhammadu Buhari, and the herdsmen are killing, are they not the same blood, the people that they killed, maybe two or three people they killed here in the United States, that the whole world are commenting, and the few people they killed in France, that the whole world leaders stand up and condemn? Are they not the same people? Or does it mean some people are different while others are something else? I think this is the time the human rights, the Amnesty International, both here in the United States, the Amnesty International, and all over the world, in Europe, to come into this issue. And they said the UN, sometimes I don't understand that United Nations. Is it a different thing they have on their constitution or their law that abide them for the whole world? Does it apply for some people and some people are different? It baffles me when the lives of some people are more better than others. But end of the day, those ones that you don't value their life are the people who has what you need to make your life better. When you talk of all the mineral resources we have in Africa, we have it in the Biafra land. And day by day, the Africans, the Biafran people are dying. You didn't say anything. That gift by heaven, gave those people as a mineral resources. Is it a curse? Is it a curse? I remember when I lived in Italy, they have one of the biggest gold company. They called Ghana Gold. But you take all these things from them, you kill them, you humiliate them, you did everything. And end of the day, you said, God is this, God is that. Read your Bible. And we read Bible more than you all. What is really, really on you all mind? When you go to bed, when you pray, you bring us the Christianity and take our land.
just give us a Bible and take our land. What do you tell yourself? What do you tell your children that they keep on carrying from time immemorial till today? Is it not the same God that you all believe that we do? That you all give to us, that we believe more than you? Why can't you have mercy in your dear heart and say, "Liz, this enough is enough. People have died, and a lot of them, the Biafrans, have been killed by Daura, blood-sucking pedophile."
Please,
I want to use this opportunity to tell the world, come in and stop this murderous Zoological Republic of Nigeria for killing innocent people. It is not what you people propagate as a humanity. It is wrong. And you know, all know that it's wrong. And saying this, I want to use the opportunity to go down on the line to thank all the Biafrans all over the world, especially those ones in Biafra land. Those ones and the families that have sacrificed what they have, even those ones that sacrificed their life for this cause. My own promise, I will never abandon you guys. I want to tell you all in Biafra land that you are why I wake up every day and say Biafra will come. And God knows that Biafra must come. And all the people, Biafrans worldwide, all over the world, all the principal servants worldwide, I want to tell you guys that you are wonderful. You are the children of God Almighty. Because God Almighty is a wonderful God. And God can never forget his children. God can never abandon us. He called us for this freedom, and we must go and get it. Most importantly, I want to thank my director, Nnamdi Kanu, for telling us the truth, for letting us know. Maybe we knew it before, but by him, he make it obvious that this is the word of Tukur Kekki Abiyama. The secret of our brothers, the secret of who we are. And today, we have come to take it. Now, we our brothers have known that we are one, the Niger Deltans. And again, my deputy director, Mazi Uchemefo, I want to tell you this. God have chosen you to be where you are as a deputy director. God will keep on keeping you, saving you, giving you wisdom and blessings that you will use to guide us to get this Biafra. Because I believe very soon our director will be out. And that torch, he lighted, he will carry it along till we get Biafra. And we go on to remember our dear one, Maazi Uchenna Ziegbu, Elias Omiomio, the head of directorate, the man that said, "Yes, I am here to work with my people to make sure director comes out and Biafra comes." Thank you, Maazi Uchenna Ziegbu. And all the directors of states, from Barrister Imam Mezu, the attorney at law in United Kingdom. Why am I keep on saying all this time, I keep on telling people, what is the problem of this Zoological Republic of Nigeria, led by a pedophile? You see people of different dignities who stand up to say my people must be free. Do you think they are joking? Somebody like Imam Mezu, the liaison officer of IPOB worldwide, the man that lived in London. Now, let me ask you, all these stupid lawyers and you haven't. So if you have a case, you see Imam Mezu and see a lawyer in the zoo, who are you going to choose? The one that went to school 3 weeks out of the whole 4 months of a semester? Or the one that went to school every day to make sure he get all his papers complete? Or the ones that when you pay your school fees this morning, the next morning, everybody goes strike for the next year, you come back for school? This is something I ask pedophile. But I'm not surprised. When you have somebody, an illiterate, who did not finish his primary school, or didn't even finish secondary school, to be a president. And again, he is a military, a dictatorship military, who ruled you, killed you, you still bring him back. What do you think? But I'm very sorry for all those professors, doctors, that qualified men and women who are that Republic of Nigeria, the zoological Islamic Republic of Nigeria, who are there sitting by supporting evil, supporting an illiterate to lead them. That is why that itself, himself, Muhammadu Buhari, the pedophile, said that if he didn't win this election, all the baboons and monkeys in that country will do what? Will soak their blood, they will soak in their blood. And today you have seen that exactly what he did, he said he's doing it till he get to that presidency, and now he still continue what he promised you do, you people. So that is why I believe you are monkeys and baboons. For you to sit by as a learned man and an illiterate, a Normandy to be your own ruler. You all are stupid. I move on to our COC, Dr. Engineer Clifford Oranye. My own mind. All these people are IPOB worldwide. What are you people thinking? Do you think all these men of intellectual will come out and back down like cowards? That is impossible. You cannot buy them because they are contented with their lives. Can you talk about one name? A veteran too, the deputy COC, a veteran. Do you think for what he went through that he will back down in the quest of Biafra? That's an impossible. Or do you want to go to a former, an intelligent man born by a Biafran? Do you think for all he knows, all he has been doing, all his commitments on this struggle, that he will back down and fulfill it because of your little tiny winning change that you give it to him? Highest in 3 weeks, he run over it and go back to who he is again. That's impossible. Or do you want to know who is called a dossier? Switzerland. Look at that name. Where your World Bank is, we have people there. Chike Dozie. The point, I don't think you people know what you people are putting your hands into. My advice is for you to stand up and say, Biafra, you have to go. Pharaoh Muhammadu Buhari, stand up and say, Biafra, you can go. Because these people are not going to retreat or surrender. They have come and they are here to get Biafra. If you are talking, do you know we are in Malaysia?
in Malaysia, where the president of your Bank of America, what do you call him? Lamido Sanusi. Somebody that went to where? Malaysia and studied Islamic religion, and come back and become the governor of CBN. Can you imagine the country where you people said you from? Islamic religion, you come back to become the CBN of a country. That is abomination. And you have my own brother in Malaysia there, known as Nlebedim. We all are here to get Biafra. We have in Israel, Otusoro. You have in Trinidad and Tobago, an Emin. Who will I call and who will I leave? And here in Dallas, we have another Biafran known as Maazu Zochukwu Chinedu. We have Olonam, Chineke Muchineke God. You people are zoo, you are in trouble. Biafra must come. And we are here to get Biafra. I want to thank you, Chemefo, and all the members of the executives this evening are here to tell the world what we are for, to tell the world that we have come to get Biafra. Thank you for representing your zones, and the Canadian, thank you to representing Canada. We will continue this quest till Biafra comes. Mazimefo, thank you this evening, and may God Chukwukabia might bless you for keeping on this struggle.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Biafra must come.
Thank you. Thank God you. Bless you. God bless you. Bless your families and family of IPOB in respective countries and zones where you are. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. Incidentally, this is where I'll be ending this program. And that was voices of a cross-section of IPOB family, zonal family units in United States of America, North America precisely. We thank you, God Almighty, for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. We continue to ask you to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us. More importantly, may you help us to restore Biafra. For me, from here, this is sincerely Chemefo. At this particular point in time, sign off. Thank you very much. Good night and God bless.
Chukwemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, I salute you, our able director, Nnamdi Kanu.
It is to the boy on the beat.
Iyokoko, nani choro biya. Unya usoga chiku nosa. Simba, Simba, omu biya fura. Simba, si, eze guraga chikwamu.
just be one.